I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We're down to 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Sparks.
This happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
What a move by Starks!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back on the Fans, 145 on this Thursday. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata. So Sal is off tomorrow.
Wish me luck. I got to pack up. Ugh. Could be a busy weekend.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin.
Oh,
I came to win, battle me, that's a sin.
Ooh, look
at you,
come BT.
Come on, dude, you always sleep on the old stuff.
You know what we got to do? You're going to have to perform. Hey, maybe we have this as one of the payoffs, Hoppy.
Perform at the at DJ's?
Yeah, BT's going to have to perform at the summer kickoff. We'll lose some bet and then perform live and do a rap, some kind of rap song.
Yeah, I love in to costume. See that.
Yeah.
Oh, he shook his head, no.
Dress up,
You know I am looking at you right now, don't you? I did perform live last year at the event.
You sang. You didn't rap.
No, but no, I'm not even going to get into it.
You got to dress
this guy, I was pissed at him for a little bit.
Yeah, are you? Wait, no. Can I blow up a spot?
You can go for it.
Because BT likes to troll every single Met fan in the world playing the Let's Go Mets Go song.
Not a troll.
And
I can't
stand it to begin with. So he's like, I'm going to perform on stage the song. And all of a sudden, he's like, at the a week or two before, he's like, hey, you're going to sing with me? I go, nah, not really. But I said yes to go with the bit. I didn't want to do that.
So when you got there, what happened? Well,
I passed the buck to Daniel McCartney.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know.
You sang with Daniel McCartney?
I didn't even know it at all.
I wouldn't agree to do the show with you.
No, I got no problem with Coach, but I'm like, what's going on? I'm out there by myself. I'm hearing crickets. I'm hearing booze. This guy's high.
Oh, my God.
I was a step away from getting hit with a tomato.
I would have hit it. I would have hit you with it had I been there.
But here's the problem. I knew Tiki wasn't coming out with me. I knew that wasn't going to happen. And I really thought that this guy would have fun and be a clown and mix it up.
I love being a clown. I hate this freaking song.
I don't know why you hate this song.
Yeah, take it away right now.
Where are we at? Hold on. Home, let's go. No, I'm going to say it for the sake. Do it. Make it happen.
There you go.
All right. Speaking of singing, C-Mac is in tomorrow.
Oh, there you go. You two could have some fun. C-Mac. And sing that one specifically. You two Yankee homers can sing that one. Anyway, where were we? Talking about the Mount Rushmore of WFAN hosts.
We were talking about that during the break, and he said that, I don't even know how, we're talking about Craig. Because I was trying to get Craig to come in to maybe at some point during the summer,
right,
when one of us is off, maybe for me or for you,
right?
And he's like, I said,
absolutely not. I don't want Craig in my spot at all. Period.
Yeah.
No. I'm just kidding.
I'll tell everybody what you really said.
Well, what the Mount Rushmore?
Because you don't want to make the show look worse.
Oh, well, no. I didn't want there to be a drop-off.
Yeah, that's what you said. Anyway, so maybe Craig will jump in at some point this summer when we're off. We love him. And by the way, in all seriousness, real fast, in all seriousness, I saw Craig post a couple things about the Ohtani specific to gambling.
What did he say
some
about
of the,
it?
I read it quickly. Some of the bylaws of Major League Baseball pertaining to gambling. And if anybody knows, if you don't follow Craig, you know, or you haven't checked him out in a while because he hasn't been here, whatever, check him out. He's got some good content up there with the gambling.
You know, I didn't even think of that. He would be a great person to talk to about this.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll get him on tomorrow, yeah. You know, with me and C-Mac. So, we're talking about Craig for a minute, and then I said, who do you think's the Mount Rushmore of FAN?
Right, I have my four. Do you?
I've got my four. Well, now, keep in mind, I said Imus, okay? But I don't like Imus.
Right.
And I'm not here to disparage somebody who's no longer with us. I've never liked Imus. I'm going to leave it at that.
And I know why he would be on there. He just would not be on mine.
Well, without him, I don't know exactly where the station is.
No, I get
it. He validated Mike and Chris,
I understand.
The engine.
Believe me.
I know you know because you were here before
of
me.
Course.
You know.
I know it. I worked here. I was here when Imus was here. So I know the importance of it.
But to leave him off seems irresponsible, but I'm going to leave him off.
Well, for me, I'm leaving him off because I'm a sports...
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Talk show fan, and my favorite on my Mount Rushmore of WFAN hosts would be Mike and Chris.
So you got Mike and Chris. Do we make them a duo and kind of cheat, or we go one Mike, one Chris, two more slots?
No, I mean,
I think you got to go two more slots.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
I would go Steve Summers.
You go to Schmooze.
Schmooze, yeah.
Really?
You're talking about legendary personalities on WFAN
okay.
for me.
Mike and Chris... Schmooze, and who's the fourth one?
I would have Joe B on there.
Joe B.
Now, I am biased and nostalgic about when I grew up listening.
Of course.
Like, Boomer deserves a spot on there, no question.
Uh-huh.
But for me, like, I didn't grow up on Boomer and Carton. I was kind of co-workers at that point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I grew up on the other four, even though I became co-workers with them as well. In my mind, sports talk, fan, for me, Mike, Chris, Summers,
and
Joe
Schmooze.
B. Who would you have?
Well, I do have a question. When do they get the chisel for us? When do they start pecking away for the BT and Sal show?
Right, good point. Now, two of them are going to be knocked off.
Listen, obviously, Mike and Chris.
Dog and Joe B.
Actually, see a Francesa.
No, I
have a little problem with Mike, but I always like Mad Dog style more than Mike. I've always said that.
I know. Okay.
Like the craziness, the wackiness,
who's
the unpredictability. All right. Well, I mean, yeah, it's got to respond to when you volley something. Mike and Chris, without a doubt. Okay. I'm not going to say that Schmooze or Joe shouldn't be there because you can make a case for both. Mm-hmm. I think you got to put Boomer and Carton on there.
Fair enough.
I really do.
I mean, you can't
to have – because Mike and Chris were the bridge to, you know, the early 2000s. And
Boomer.
Carton and obviously Boomer, like – I don't know how you write the history of the station without them on the first page. Even though they weren't here day one, I would go with Boomer and Carton.
Understood.
I really would.
I think it's a fascinating conversation.
You got to think about Chernoff. If you're going off, how do you not, like if you have.
Now you've jumped.
Well, no, but I mean, think about this. The architect or, you know.
Well, he told you to get
lost once.
He's building the Mount Rushmore. He's the one.
I would say Mike and Chris, and I would say Boomer and Carton.
Fair enough.
Dove, would you like to weigh in since you've been here since day one?
You're not going to like my answer.
I'm going to respect it, though. Go ahead.
First of all, Imus is there 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I get that. Okay. I get it.
I'm going to disqualify Chris Russo.
Why?
Because he left?
Because he left to work elsewhere.
Right, not to retire.
You're right, I don't like that answer. That's dumb.
Correct.
All right, so we got Imus.
I put Mike there, but not Chris. Okay. I like Chris, got along with him, but he left.
All right, fair enough. Imus, Mike,
come
who else?
Come on, man. Can I just interject for a moment? Right. Without Chris back then, this station would have had so little personality. Honestly.
I agree.
But still, it's all right, it's his Mount Rushmore.
Mad Dog was the live wire that just lit everything on fire. All right, go ahead. Imus and Mike.
Boomer.
Okay.
And?
Carton also left, so I can't count him.
Well, why not?
Well, he came back.
Well, Francesa left and came back,
but
too.
But he's now working. He's still working elsewhere.
So right. Oh, he left again. Right. Okay. Right.
I have to go Joe B.
All right. You work with Joe.
Over Steve.
Dove.
Ooh.
I always like Joe's style more than Schmooze. Like, Schmooze will put me to sleep, but I've got right. great respect for Schmooze.
Well, I'm more...
I like Joe's hardcore... That was more. That's me.
I'm more like Joe B than I am like Steve, but that's to me what makes Steve so special. He does
something.
Oh, he's
something, one of a kind. Very unique.
Steve does something or did something. Yep. He still does.
Yep.
But that nobody else, like a lot of us come in, turn on the mic, and just rip about sports or whatever it is and give our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
None of us outside of Steve Summers writes a brilliant monologue
yep.
every single
and
night.
And almost never stutters during it.
He's brilliant.
I know.
Brilliant.
He's a brilliant.
Almost
he's
too
a very
smart for talk radio. Like,
I know what you're getting at. His mind is very fertile.
Now, way different than me and you and the majority
of
us.
Not that different as an homage maybe to the Schmooze. What am I holding?
And
I
hold the yellow notepad.
Every day.
I've
got the legal pad. Every single day I jot. Now, I don't write out what I'm about to say. I'm more of a bullet point
right.
slug, 2-3 words, get me to where I'm going to go. I could take 2 words and I could transform it into 30 minutes.
Right.
Like that, if people even think that that's a gift, that's like my gift. I don't write it down. I don't want to be chained to a
right.
you know letter for letter, but I got to pay
the Steve
like
the Summers monologue.
I got to order them by the 30 on Amazon.
Yeah.
I do.
I barely use anything, but he used to go
it
through
shows.
Them a lot. Yeah, right. I just come in and talk, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
No, I was just saying Summers, like, the monologue to me is, I asked him for a couple of them that he did. Like, I have the printed
oh, you saved
copy.
A few?
Yeah, I have a couple, yeah.
You should frame it.
I will. Yeah.
That's actually
in the
really
new
cool.
office. Actually, when I move into the new place,
maybe that's a good housewarming gift that I can get you.
What, frame that?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want yours. I mean, you.
No,
want
I know. You'd have to give me Schmoozes that I'd frame it for you.
I'm just kidding.
I barely want mine. I throw them out when I'm done because nobody's gonna want them in 20 years. Yeah. That's for sure.